November is National Diabetes Month, and the theme for this year is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. Now celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, has been in the forefront of looking after the needs of diabetics and pre-diabetics in Barbados. Whether it's diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, podiatry services, advice on nutrition, our range of diabetes specialists, doctors and nurses are available to fulfill your diabetic needs. Call and make an appointment today at 243-3937 or 417-0305. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center. BARP members get 10% off.
Welcome to another November Saturday morning show being sponsored by the Diabetes Foundation. It's November and we are having a triple celebration this month as we celebrate 58 years of independence, and we also celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. And we are also celebrating because this month, November, is Diabetes Month. Yes, and as usual, we are here this morning to teach you some things about diabetes that you might not have known, or you might have heard, or you might have forgotten and need to be reminded about. We will do that today.
Inside of today's show,
you will hear what is the difference between getting your feet pedicure to taking your feet to the podiatrist.
There's a massive difference between podiatrists and pedicures.
You will also hear why the Diabetes Foundation was established.
The foundation was originally conceptualized to be a one-stop shop.
And find out if diabetics can eat cuckoo. I hope I can eat cuckoo, quite like cuckoo bad. Plus, you get another 8-week challenge. All of this and more in the next 15 healthy minutes you hear on VOB, with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that makes your financial dreams come true, and also had a health and wellness event that was very successful last week. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair. Come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you. Making dreams come true. We're the one for you. Your partner for life. We're the one for you.
Thank you, Republic Bank, who had a very successful health and wellness event at Golden Square last week. Yes, they deserve a clap for that. A contingent from the Barbados Diabetes Foundation was there. You can look on the Diabetes Foundation Instagram page and see pictures. Dwight was there. Marsha was there. Everybody came out and got some good information, just like you're going to be getting some good health information this morning, especially if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic. But I forget my manners. This is Peter Boyce here. Morning to Larry and all of Larry's friends who are listening to VOB right now. You know, it is Diabetes Month, and as part of the celebration, the Diabetes Foundation went on CBC Morning Barbados TV show last week. You didn't see it? Well, let's take a listen to a segment where manager of the Diabetes Foundation, Mr. Dwight Edgell, talks about why the Diabetes Foundation was established.
The foundation was originally conceptualized to be a one-stop shop. Dr. Oscar Jordan, God rest in his grave, he was the consultant at the QEH, and he recognized this deficiency because, as you know, quite a few Barbadians cannot afford the coverage of care that's required across all the platforms that are needed to treat diabetes. The foundation came into existence because of that. And what we have done, we have built on that platform. We've added so many other different services now. When we started, we just had a podiatrist or a podiatry department, dietitian, doctors, and a diabetes specialist nurse. We have since then added a vascular screening department, a foot screening department, and a retinal screening department. And what we are doing, we are trying to ramp up these services offered that we can now more involve ourselves in the areas that diabetes also affects. So with our eye screening department, we look for early detection for diabetic retinopathy. We have vascular screening, which looks for reduced circulation or circulatory problems. And we do have foot screening, which allows us to get a more in-depth recognition of whether your pulse or the flow of blood in your feet is being affected. And we've only been able to do that because our donors, people who are unsung heroes, give without any reward or notice, and we are fortunate. And what I want to take this occasion to say is that Barbadians are blessed. We have a unit like the Barbados Diabetes Foundation, where there's no comparative space like that in the Caribbean, and where people can come free of cost through a referral from the polyclinic. And I'm urging everyone this morning who knows someone, especially people in my age group, the 60s, etc., that, you know, we maintain to dilly-dally with our health. That early detection, as Hillary and Dr. Clark were saying, is important. And you can go to the polyclinic, have a referral, come to a well air-conditioned space. You have doctors, podiatrists, cardiologists. All these things are provided free for Barbadians. And it hurts my heart when I live in the country. I'm still a barefoot guy. And I hear my friends having, you know, losing body parts, for better lack of a better description, because they can take the time to go to the polyclinic to be referred. The government itself has been great, because the government is who pays for these services. And I want to, last of all, exhort everyone to avail these things that are for us Barbadians who really can't afford this care anywhere else.
So thank you, Mr. Dwight Edgell, for reminding us of all the reasons people should be going to the Diabetes Foundation, all the benefits, all the reduced prices. Remember the numbers to call to make an appointment: 417-0305 or 243-3937. But right about now, when you hear my English accent, you know what's coming in next. You know, it's time for Foot Corner with podiatrist Louise Robinson. Your feet will not fail you when you take them to the Maria Wheeler Diabetes Center for a visit with Louise Robinson. And the question that we have for Louise this morning is, what is the difference between getting a foot pedicure to going to the podiatrist?
I would like to know, because, you know, I really like to get my feet pedicure so I can get my foot little Rihanna one.
So let's hear Louise on this.
Well, obviously, pedicures are nice for everyone. You know, it's a nice cosmetic treatment and it's relaxing and having your nails painted. But, you know, we as podiatrists, we can look at preventing, which is really important when we come to diabetes. We need to do more prevention. We shouldn't be waiting for the problem to happen. So as soon as you hear that you've got diabetes, you should be having a check. We can do that. We can look at fungal infections. We can look at bunions, and we can look at your ingrown toenails. We can prescribe medication, and we can even put inserts into your shoes to help you walk better. We treat plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, and most important, when those people who sadly have already lost a limb, it's podiatrists, the ones can help rebalance your walking and put inserts into your shoes to help you walk again. So there's a massive difference between podiatrist and pedicure. So we shouldn't really, I'm not saying we shouldn't go and have our feet painted pretty, but when it comes to about diabetes, we need to have a closer look. So we should be doing the toenail cutting, because if sadly they're cut by somebody else who doesn't realise there's been a cut made in the foot, we send that patient home. It only takes 72 hours for an infection to occur, and then when it's missed, that's how amputations happen.
So a voice in your head should be telling you to go to the Maria Wheeler Diabetes Center as we go to our song of the day. A Bajan song as we celebrate 58 years of independence and Diabetes Month. This is Edwin Yearwood from 1995 with A Voice in My Head. Compliments the Maria Wheeler Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
So the man is good.
the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, serving you through Diabetes Month and beyond.
If you are a board member, a voice in your head should be telling you to listen, because the Maria Holder Diabetes Center will be having special diabetic screening clinics at the BARP office in Hastings every Thursday in November. So next week, Thursday, is the last one. You get diabetic eye screening and podiatry foot screening at only $90 each, or get both for only $175. Yes, you heard that right. You should have your phone in your hand calling to book now, 417-0305, for diabetic screenings at the BARP office next week, Thursday, is the last. A voice in your head should also be reminding you that podiatrist Louise Robinson will be doing foot screening at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center on Saturday, the 14th of December, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So make sure to call and book an appointment to see a world-class doctor. Take a break from Christmas shopping and make sure and go and see podiatrist Louise on the 14th of December at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Bring your foot and come.
So I lift my head up to the skies and question the heavens, asking why. Why must I go on to live in this violence and crime?
It's now time for us to talk about cuckoo. Because I know they got a lot of cuckooists out there, Bajans who like eating cuckoos, in case you didn't know what that mean. So we asked nutritionist with the Diabetes Center, Victoria Cox, if it is alright for diabetics to eat cuckoo.
Another Bajan delicacy, cuckoo and saltfish or flying fish. You know, as far as how these dishes kind of go with having or living with diabetes, in this instance, the cuckoo is going to be the starch or the carbohydrate. So whether it's cornmeal cuckoo, or if you kind of veer off and do something like breadfruit cuckoo, either way, that is going to be a carbohydrate or a starch that digests into sugar and essentially will have an effect on blood sugar levels. So with this meal, I would say the most important thing is kind of portion control and balancing off with veg, because obviously what I've noticed is that a lot of times when people have, you know, cuckoo and saltfish or some kind of fish, the cuckoo tends to be very much the main attraction, taking up almost majority of the plate, and then maybe there's some fish or fish gravy on top, and then if we're lucky you might have a few pieces of cucumber on the side. So here we want to shift the proportions and take a notably smaller portion of cuckoo, you know, have your fish there, and then definitely we want to increase the veg or toss salad or something like that to go along with the meal, add some fiber and help with the reduction in terms of the portion of starch.
For over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the confidence of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water. Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can